super fine. That was super, super fine.
Wow.
It was like, man.
Crazy, stupid, fine.
As Italian animals, bro. They're crazy.
In Ant-Man?
Yeah, like, dude, Italian girls. It's like Italian girls, Spanish girls be super fine. They're fucking nuts, bro. So you got to take your pick with that. Definitely editing that out.
Okay. Note to self.
Note to self. Good evening, I guess. You know, I am Dom.
I am Jamie.
And welcome back to the delayed cutting room floor. Sorry, you know it's the holiday times, guys.
Yes.
Shit's been going on. Stuff has been happening. But you guys know we're always around the corner.
Somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere lurking. We back.
Lurking. Yeah. Lurking. It makes it sound creepy.
It does. But,
yeah.
You know, we talk about creepy shit. So
yeah, that's true.
We back with it. And we got Clerks 2, since we did Clerks on our last episode. So obviously we're running through the three-piece. We're even teetering with playing with some of the spinoffs. But Clerks 2, 2005?
Six.
Sorry. Yeah.
So it was probably filmed in 2005, I would think.
Yeah, I would think.
So they're in their mid-30s now, basically.
Yeah, yeah, they're like my age right now.
Yeah, you know? Well, I guess kind of, yeah.
I think they said it was 10 years, right? They were, what, 23?
Yeah, it was supposed to be 10 years, but if you think...
They were 22?
When it was filmed, because we looked it up. Yeah. They were 22 when it was filmed, but when it was released, they were like 24.
They're around my age. Between 31 and 34.
Yeah, so. Even though they look 50.
Look old. My God. Dante looks 47.
Yeah. Hey, wait a second. Dante looks 47. That's a great age. What are you talking about?
You shouldn't look younger than he does in that movie right now. Like. That's
yeah,
insane.
Yeah, because he was in his mid-30s.
Yeah, right? But it's crazy. But Rotten Tomatoes, 63%.
Really?
A little bit low.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's not rotten.
Yeah.
It's a little bit low.
Because the first one
had like a 90.
There's some bruises on it if it's
for
not
sure,
rotten.
For sure, for sure. First one had like a 90.
Wow.
IMDb, 7.3. Now, that's a much better score, so the IMDb crowd definitely fucks with it. Letterboxd, 3.3, which is all right, but...
Well, they've been doing more like audience scores too now, but not then.
Yeah,
now. So I wonder what the audience score would be.
I think this is one that kind of shocked people upon release.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it until it came out on DVD.
I saw it in theaters and I think I told you about my mom took me.
Oh,
and my
your
first
girlfriend.
Love, yeah,
yes.
To go see it.
My God.
Yeah, what a fun time.
Yeah, Kelly and the Stud.
Yeah, sexy stud.
Yeah.
Kelly can be a dude's name, too. Bro, I loved it when I first saw it.
So you had seen Clerks before you saw it?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, bro. Me and the skater homies watched Clerks 1,000 times.
Okay.
So... that's why I wanted to see 2 in theaters because I was like, ooh, they made a new Clerks. Yeah.
Because you would have been.
I was like 14.
Yeah. Because depending on when it came out in 06. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, I believe I was 14. I was 14. So 14 years old, going to see this movie, my girl and my mom and my sister too. Yeah.
Wow.
Who was like, we're 8 years apart. She was like 6.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was a shorty. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I said, my mom couldn't restrict what my sister watched because she didn't restrict.
What
you can't take your son to see Boogie Nights at 6 and then tell your daughter that she can't watch some crazy shit at 6.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, so,
that's true.
Yeah. So we saw it and my mom, she was like, because she saw the first one too and she liked the first one. She was like, it's funny. She's like, but she did not fuck with the racist jokes.
yeah.
But
it's, in a way, it's like, it just shows Randall's ignorance.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
It's fucking brilliant.
Oh my God.
That's one of my favorite scenes.
Especially when he's like, wait, maybe my grandma was?
Yo, that's, bro, there's stuff I can't say.
Well, she used to call it broken
beer. That's one of my favorite lines in the whole movie. It's so funny, bro. It's like you said, he's ignorant as shit. He's like,
yeah.
Wait a minute now. She said they're going to put the curse on.
Oh, yeah, yes. And it's like Dante's reaction.
Yo, he's like, what the fuck? Yo, that's funny. Anyway, we'll get there.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was, I liked it. Then But I think this one has grown and aged very well. It's, it's very, it's when I hear people talk about it now versus when it came out, they seem to like it a lot more. I think it's aged very well. I think the humor is aged well. And I love that it's a movie we can watch now because we don't get movies like this no more, unfortunately.
No, other than maybe Clerks 3 or the 4:30 movie.
But yeah, but even like we get that style of movie now, but he won't go there with the jokes that went there in this movie. Like he, and he even talks about that a little bit in some of his newer movies, how like, you know, you gotta be a little more PC and things like that. But so Clerks 2 is one of the last, I think, great comedies to come out because the 2000s.
Holy fucking Bible, son.
Yeah, the holy fucking Bible, son. You should read your Bible, sir. Hey, did you know Jesus was a Jew?
Yeah.
Chill. So funny. But yeah, this movie's great because I do think it's one of the last like great comedies of the 2000s to come out. I mean, we got Superbad like a year later, and then we got The Hangover like 2 years after that. So
yeah,
but outside of them films, the comedy game started to fall off like a little bit after this. And now, unless somebody like Kevin Smith makes a movie, or you don't get real great comedies every now and then. Comedies that we don't get just straight toilet, stupid, goofy frat boy humor comedies like we used to. Now these comedies have to have somewhat of a pulse.
And also they're like slice of life kind of
guys. It is. It takes place in one day.
Yeah, yeah. Right? One day, and it's guys you can relate to because you've known them at this point for like at least 12 years. Because
you've watched Clerks at least probably 15, 20 times since, you know.
And the diehards knew like the animated series and Mallrats.
Strike Back.
Yeah, everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I'm like. So we've had these characters, Chase and Amy. We've seen these guys. So it's not like, oh, it was 10 years, just completely gone. No, you got splashes of all of them throughout his other movies up until that point.
Like Dante's brother was in Mallrats.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So did he come?
did he come or what? wait, that's not Dante.
No, his last name is Hicks.
Oh, it's not. Dante. It's not. But it's him playing it. It's the actor.
Yeah, it's the actor. Brian O'Halloran.
Brian O'Halloran. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It is Dante, but I think it's supposed to be like Dante's brother.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. His last name is Hicks. Did he come or what? Yeah. And his hair is so terrible.
Yeah,
bro.
It's awful.
It's awful. It's just so funny. So, it's a great film. So, I love this film, obviously. I love the whole freaking series. So, I mean, it's like we don't need to debate whether the movie's good or not. We're just here to talk about it. So,
should we grade it now just to get out of the way?
We know. It's like at this point now, it's got to be a solid A.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like at least a 95.
Like, I'm like a 95 solid A.
Yeah.
Upon release, I probably gave it a B-.
Yeah.
But now it's aged like wine. So.
And now that you're older, I think you see.
Oh, I relate to it way more.
And what he's saying about relationships, whether it's with your friend or your girlfriend or your fiance.
Fiance, you know what I'm saying?
Whichever one. Like, I see different things in it every time I watch it.
Yeah, and you can reflect on things you've done in your life.
Yeah.
You're like, I've made some of them mistakes and this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
Or, I've fought with people about that. Or, you know, whatever regrets you may have. Or just the choices you made. And like, now I'm older and I've seen things and experienced things myself. I definitely can relate to it more. My thing is just like, especially like one of the big themes I think in this movie is like following your heart versus following comfort.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he went with the chick who was supposed to be hot 10 years before that. That's Kevin Smith's wife, right?
Yes.
Yeah. She is not good looking at all.
Well,
not in that movie.
No.
And they try and make her out to be hot and she ain't.
If you look at like Dante.
I mean.
So like for Dante.
I feel like they're evenly yoked, bro. As far as looks.
I think like, I think at one point in time, Kevin Smith was dating Joey Lauren Adams from Chasing
Amy.
She's
way hotter than her.
Yeah, but I think I don't know what their relationship was like. You know what I mean? But obviously, he has a really good one
with her,
Jennifer Schlaudon. Yeah,
they've been together
and look
forever.
Sister Sugar Walls.
Yeah, I was like, they made an incredibly sexy child. I'm like,
Sister Sugar Walls.
Sister Sugar. I bet they're sweet as candy. man, I don't know how they made her. But she's one of them girls that
probably most missionary. People, he's Catholic.
Yeah, right. Chill, Sister Sugar Walls. I mean, let's keep it real. She's not a woman most people be attracted to. That's a dom chick.
But you know,
Rachel S. You know, because apparently everyone thinks she's ugly, which I just don't get.
No, she's not. She's.
I don't get it. Almost watch Saturday Night again. We got a conversation.
We will. And what we want to do, I think we talked about it. Watch Saturday Night and then watch the first episode.
Yeah.
To kind of seamlessly roll.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I fucking love that movie. That's probably going to make my top 10 of the year, bro.
I do want to watch The Substance because you've been raving about
it. I fucking love The Substance. That's my top film of the year. Oh, really? There's nothing. Ain't nothing going to top it. The Substance is insane.
Do you think the Oscars might give it some love? Just real quick.
Screenplay. They got to give Demi some love here, bro. You got to. They better, bro. They better. We'll see.
Yeah.
You know how they are with, like, horror, so we'll see. Even though, to me, it's more of a sci-fi thriller than a horror, but whatever. It's a body horror. Fuck it. But anyway, yeah. Back to Clerks.
Oh, my. Yes.
But yeah, we'll do Saturday Night. But
okay.
That was better than I thought it was going to be. I knew it was going to be good. But
yeah, because Jason Reitman is a good director.
He is. And I was like.
And, you know, I mean, his dad.
Them
Ivan
kids,
Reitman, yeah.
Man. Them kids did that. Like, the script was obviously good and everything. But, dude, they brought them characters
to life.
They really did.
And, like, especially the dude playing Chevy.
Dude, he was probably my favorite character.
And, dude, Dylan O'Brien, though, is Dan Aykroyd.
That's what, like, Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, John Belushi.
Yeah.
Jim Henson. They
Andy
were
Kaufman.
Fucking, dude.
The guy who played Jim Henson also played.
Yeah, it was the same guy.
Yeah,
he looks totally different.
Yeah.
He killed both of them.
Yeah,
I was
he
like,
did.
Damn, bro. The black dude, who the fuck was he playing?
Oh, he was playing Garrett Morris. Yeah,
he
the guy
was
from that,
too.
The New Girl.
Yeah, I'm like, he's in a. Yeah, he was really good in that. He was funny.
Oh,
as hell.
And even John. John Batiste doing as Billy Preston.
Who's Billy Preston?
The music guy.
He was good too.
Yeah, because he used to be Stephen Colbert's music guy on The Late Show.
And who's the dude running the shit? What's his name?
Lorne Michaels.
The kid playing him from The Fablemans. He killed it too.
Yeah.
And of course his wife was.
Well, yeah, of course. Naturally.
She was the
best part of the film.
She was. You know, her and Chevy were. I mean,
yeah.
Dude, she was just, I don't know. I don't know what his wife was like. Because, like, obviously we can compare actors.
Yeah, Rosie Schuster is the name of the woman.
But I just feel like she would be like that.
Yeah.
Like, endearing and sweet, but hard-ass and, like, let's get shit done.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she was...
And, like, they're, you know, they make their relationship seem like it was kind of business, not
pleasure.
Yeah.
But you see the pleasures they get from the business.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know, whatever, we're going to talk about
it. Yeah, we will. So, I'm sorry. Wait, this is Clerks 2.
This is Clerks 2, not Saturday Night. But y'all need to watch that.
You really do.
I'm fucked with it, dude.
Wow.
Way more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
But anywho, so the quick stop burns down.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
In the very beginning.
I
like how it mirrors the beginning of Clerks because it's black and white. And Dante's going to open the shutters.
But then you get the colored fire.
Yes.
Because it's new.
Yes.
And that's cool. I did like that. And it's funny because he just closes it.
And then he keeps in color.
Yeah.
Oh, no, after he opens it again.
After he opens it again and he just closes it. And then he opens it again.
I guess I'll save it for nitpicks.
So... Quick stop's gone. So he's got
Randall tries to walk in.
Randall tries to walk in.
As it's smoldering.
Still smoldering.
Yeah, because he's so fucking oblivious.
He's oblivious.
But himself.
And he's late.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, so like 10 years later, they're still working at the Quick Stop. And RST video. Or, no, they don't mention RST. They must both be working at the Quick Stop.
They might be. The video store probably shut down.
Yeah, because at this point.
It's not videotapes. It would have definitely been a DVD game. And it's like, video stores are definitely still around in 05, 06, but like,
It was more like Redbox.
Yeah, it was. Redbox was around, but like it was just the big dogs, really, like Blockbuster, Hollywood.
Yeah, because Hollywood didn't start to close down until a few years later. Like
07 ish, and then Blockbuster was right after.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know I was a part of that. Yeah. But so they go and get jobs at Movies, which Movies is actually introduced in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. It's a restaurant where they sell things like cow tippers and skinny calves.
I think it's actually in the animated series first.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, yes, you're right. It's in the animated series first.
Yeah.
But the first time you see it live is in Jay and Silent Bob. Yes. And apparently everyone loves this fucking place.
Yeah.
I guess it's good.
Did you see the picture of the cow tipper?
Yeah, it's like, husky.
Yeah.
It's husky. That's why it's a cow tipper.
But it was only like $3.85 or something.
Dude. Cheap shit.
I'm like, what the?
He said, come on, I'm trying to get my cow tipper on.
Yeah.
A skinny calf. You know? Yeah. Like a movie muffin. Like all the random shit. So Movies, I guess they sell beef products.
It's just a fast food place.
It's Chick-fil-A where they kill more cows. You know,
where they're
eat more cow instead of eat more chicken.
Yeah, it would be chicken saying eat more cow.
Yeah, it would be a picture of a chicken.
Yeah, because they
cut the cow's head off.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you know, it's like McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King.
Yeah,
everything but Arby's.
Everything but Arby's.
Yeah.
So we see him working at the Quick Stop, or not the Quick Stop. Sorry, Movies.
Movies. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they started out with. That awesome
Talking Heads
song. Yeah,
that song's fire. I love that song.
Yeah, that's a great song. Yes. And he goes to pick up Randall. This was a Pizza Hut. They passed the Pizza Hut.
What great editing. Yeah, I was saying they edited that well.
Yeah,
this is a good song. Picks up Randall. And, of course, Randall still ain't got a car.
No, not anymore.
Bro, how you still don't have a car, dog?
He still lives with his mom.
Still living with his mom.
Yes.
Now where am I going to bring girls to fuck with my mom? This guy.
Oh, Randall.
So I imagine Randall lives in the basement with a bunch of toys and comics
and video games.
Yeah,
kind of like how Brody lived. Yes. Brody lived like that.
Yep, he did.
And they're cousins, so that would make sense.
That's what it is, man. Yeah. When online gaming hit, them two were prime.
So
you get to see Movies, and Movies sucks because it's a fast food restaurant.
Yeah,
like. And any fast food workers out there listening, I don't eat fast food, but let me tell you, I appreciate you for what you do because you deal with the most backwards ass, fuck ass pieces of garbage. People get mad at you over a
fucking... I thought you meant the food.
Oh, that too. No. But you work with the shitty food, the shitty people, and you deal with all this shit. So shout outs to y'all.
Yeah, because the customers expect like
five star service when you're paying $5.
Yeah, at like a negative star price.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're getting grade D meat and you expect 5-star service. Like,
McDonald's has over how many billion served because it's not 5-star?
Quick.
Yeah.
Ray Kroc knew what the fuck he was doing. So, so they open up the place and. First things first, we find out that...
Oh, wait, hold on real quick. I hate to keep interrupting
you. No, go ahead.
The symmetry between how they open up Movies and how Dante opened up the Quick Stop in the first Clerks is great.
It's great.
Doing the coffee. Great.
Coffee.
Everything.
Cutting lettuce. And shit.
Lettuce, tomatoes, doing the sausage patties. Cutting the egg food product.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
I loved it, though. And like. Showing Randall, like, flipping the sausage. Yeah, the overly burnt sausage.
Yeah, the jaws look terrible. Because I wouldn't eat none of this shit.
I'm sorry.
So, no, you're good. So, yeah, that is a good sequence. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, we find out some things. One, Dante is engaged.
Yay.
And two, what the hell's her name? I forgot. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. What?
Ham?
No. Oh. No, what is her name? Because she's not really an important character.
She's not.
Isn't that awful?
Yes. I don't think I actually put her in recast, which is actually terrible.
I was thinking, like, I didn't even really do a recast because I'm thinking the only other extra person is Becky.
And Elias.
Oh, Elias, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we gotta recast her, too.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, like.
You're right.
I just gotta remember her damn name.
Emma.
Emma, there we go.
Yeah.
Emma. I'll think of that recast. I'm gonna pick someone more attractive.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about it then. You know who would be a great Emma? Your girl might be a great Emma.
Who? Rachel?
Yeah.
She could be. She'd be a great Emma.
Yeah, she would be. But then you'd want
to I'd be like, damn man, you got a tough decision.
Yeah.
Rosario. Prime Rosario or prime fucking Rachel was. Jesus, I'd be like, Lord, just take me away.
Yeah, and and they always call Dante like an ugly chud, right?
But he always got two bitches on him.
Now, are you a fan of 80s sci-fi horror movies?
Of course.
So you know what a chud is, right?
Wait, what fucking film was I just watching where they're talking about the chud?
It was Clerks 2. They always called Dante an ugly chud.
An ugly chud, but what film is that from?
Chud.
I've never seen that.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
Ew.
Yeah.
What movie is that from?
Chud. It's called Chud.
I've never seen Chud.
It's from like 85 or 86.
Wait a minute. There's a fucking movie called Chud?
Yeah, that's why they keep calling him Chud. That's why I wanted to ask you that.
I've never seen Chud. Ever.
Yeah.
Now I gotta watch it.
It's an acronym.
It's probably terrible.
It's a terrible 80s horror movie.
Oh, man.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm gonna chud out. Well, he is a chud, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not good looking, bro. He's like,
no, but
he's charismatic ish.
I think that's what it is. I think women like that he's honest.
He's emotionally in tune. He's not honest at all.
No. He's honest about who he is as a person.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's emotionally in tune.
Yes,
and
yeah.
He can clearly deal with women's emotions well.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Whereas Randall is just,
oh,
he's all like id or ego.
Yeah, bro. He's the Chad of the group. He's Chad, not Chud.
Yeah. He had a vowel movement.
Yeah.
So he's Chad.
A vowel movement. That was pretty good. I'll give you that one. That was quick thinking. That was good. So he's engaged to Emma, and Emma is played by Kevin Smith's wife, who is not. They talk her up like she was so hot and this, that, and she's got an oversized clit. Which, like Randall said, that's the next step to undersized dick to me. So, but. Yeah, she's whatever. But she rich, her parents rich, and they gonna get married, and they basically gonna give them everything. So he's like, shit, for him, you got a girl that's out of your league. And
he does call her later on his golden ticket.
He does.
Or no, maybe
or Randall does.
Becky does.
Yeah. Which, yeah. I mean, she kind of was. I mean, she was all obsessed with him. And yeah, but like she said, though, that's the girl who wouldn't give you a time of day in high school. And now that she's all ran through and all the bad boys don't want her, and now she's settling for your ass. And that's exactly what it is. So,
wow.
I mean,
you're right.
I mean,
that was an epiphany.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, that's exactly what.
Yeah. Did they say that in the movie, or is that your assessment?
Well, she Bex mentions that she wouldn't date you in high school.
Yeah.
And I just told him why.
Yeah.
So she mentions it, and I just clarified why.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. She was like, yeah, she wouldn't date you in high school. So now you think she's great because she finally gave me the time of day. That's not. But I'm like, what it is she been ran through like a flood water through sandbags.
Caitlin Bree's not around it.
Yeah. Yeah. She's basically Caitlin Bree 10 years later.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Essentially. So that's what that is. But. Yeah, but anywho, so when did the actress die?
It was after this film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, man.
It was only a couple years ago, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we see she comes up and she's all making out with Dante in front of everybody and jumping on the counter, and they go out to
avert your eyes,
avert
sir.
Avert your eyes, sir. They go to the back and they're on the swing set making out like teenagers, even though they're in their fucking 30s.
Yeah.
But, whatever, and Randall comes out and they have this whole talk about how now that you're with him, you're a dude to me, and she does some nasty shit and flashes him through her bra. And it was,
I don't think she was wearing a bra, was she?
She was, because she lifts up her shirt.
Oh,
she
that's right.
Bra. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she could see her nipples through it.
Yeah, which is weird. Yeah, maybe that's why I thought it was just a
transparent bra. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know.
It was cold out there.
It was cold. I mean.
You'll poke your eye out, kid.
She was so not good looking. I honestly, I think she looks better now as an older woman, truthfully. But because she just has like that mommy grandma look now. So it's like,
that's your type. She,
oh yeah.
Wait, does she wear diapers and is she in a nursing home?
Not yet.
Got to go cruising.
Got to cruise. Cruise, bro. Put it on cruise control.
That's right.
So
and we mean the electric wheelchair. The
electric wheelchair, yes sir. you got to be on your Gustav, bro, from fucking Grand Budapest.
Oh, my God. That's right. When you're young, it's all flaming young.
Flaming young.
When you're older, you go for the cheaper cuts.
That's, like, the realest line ever, though, bro. That is fucking hilarious, cuz.
That's one of his best fucking roles. That is, if not
the best. That's probably his best role. Then it would probably be Amon Goth from Schindler's List, as far as acting.
Wait, what about He Who Shall Not Be Named?
I always forget that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. He's good in that, too. And then he's good. I mean, I know a lot of people like him in The English Patient.
Oh, shit. Man, that's right.
How about Made Manhattan, though?
Oh,
I love that movie. Don't even hate it, bro. I bet Felicia likes it.
I bet she does. I won't argue with you. Odds are, if you like it, she probably loves it.
She might like it, too.
Yeah. She probably has it on VHS.
Yeah, I guarantee it's in there. Especially if it's a chick flick.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But so...
Man.
So we find out they're getting married, whatever, and she's going to set his life up. And Randall's basically like, well, you're leaving, it sucks, yada yada. But there's an inkling that, you know, maybe he's into his boss, Bex.
Yeah.
Played by the legendary Rosario Dawson. And this is, bro, she was like 27, 8 in this movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was only like... 11 years after kids.
Yeah, bro. That's all like, yeah.
She was
16, 17 in that. So,
yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, she was still, man.
Only a couple years after Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because, like, she still looks so freaking great, even to this day. But so she comes through and, you know, Randall's got ideas, but he can't confirm anything. But they have a conversation about ass to mouth, which we'll get into in quotes and stuff.
Yeah,
which is funny.
Hold on a second. We could face streaming issues. Oh no, it's still moving. It's good.
But so, right. but we get her and she comes through and immediately she's hilarious and we see she's beautiful as ever. But you see that her and Dante clearly are. I won't say it's apparent right away, but you know they get along well.
They're very friendly.
Yeah, they're friendly. They get along well. And so they, you know, first order of business coming into work, you got to paint Bex's toenails, you know. Which Rosario was like, hey, need you come to my office, paint my toenails. I'll be painting away. Call me Picasso.
I be shrimping first.
Yeah.
Where these toes been? I don't care.
Yep.
Like, but let me clean them first for you.
Yep, Whatever you need, sweets.
Yeah.
So they have a conversation about how basically what I was saying, how, you know, oh, I'm glad you found this girl that you think is so great, but you obviously know that she's not the one for you. And she says something really great. She's like, honestly, most people marry someone. There's someone out there in the world that's better for you than the person you end up marrying. And to be honest, that's probably true.
That's why people get remarried.
Yeah.
I can attest to it.
There's 7 fucking billion people on the planet. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you're like, hey, I know. Yeah. It took you a little bit to find your person, but you found her.
Yeah.
So, and that's what it is. But, and a lot of times people get married and shit for the wrong reasons, too. So, that's obviously a thing. But I agree with her there. And she says some real shit, but. Yeah, obviously, you know through their interactions that something has happened between them.
Yes.
And we can skip the side shit because we'll get into that in rewatchable scenes.
Yeah,
because you got Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
This is their new hangout.
Yeah.
They still moving weight. You know what I mean? They haven't stopped selling drugs, but they went to rehab, got into religion, and now they're Christians.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Sort of. Yeah.
They hold Bibles, you know, but they still do very unchristian shit. But they're funny, so that's going on. And Elias pulls up. And Elias is kind of important because Elias becomes great in the third one. But Elias is a Christian boy who was raised by very religious parents.
And I think he's homeschooled, right?
He's homeschooled, yeah. He's 19.
Yes.
He's really tall and lanky, but he works at the movies, and he loves Mr. Dante and Mr. Randall. And he's actually a good kid, you know.
Yeah,
he's not a bad kid. He's a nerd, like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's really into Transformers.
He is into Transformers.
He's into Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
He will get into that in quotes and rewatchables because, you know, I love that scene because you know how I feel about the two franchises they're discussing. So we'll get there because I don't want to turn.
Most of this film is in like quotes and rewatchables.
It really is. That's why I'm like kind of giving you the outline.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Elias is funny. He's a Christian boy. He's very sheltered. And Randall just fucks with him all day long. But so Dante and Randall, they go about doing their work as usual. They're goofing off, fucking with the customers. And we get a guy who comes in and his name is Pickle Fucker.
Oh.
Played by my man, one of the best foundational skaters, Jason Lee. And he's in a bunch of Kevin Smith movies. They're good friends. He plays a lot of different characters. He's Brody. Our Mallrats.
And Banky.
And Banky. Yeah, so he plays like he's a lot of guys.
Oh, and isn't he
he's someone else too.
In Dogma, he's
He's the demon dude.
Yeah.
I can't remember his fucking name, but the demon dude.
Yeah.
In the chest with the golf club.
Yeah.
But I'm a fucking demon.
It's not Azrael, is it? No.
It's something like that.
Or Azazel, maybe.
It's something like that.
Yeah, because I remember him in a suit and he looked really good.
Yeah, you're on the right path there. So he comes through, and we'll get to this in quotes because I don't want to spoil it yet because it's so funny. He essentially comes at Dante and Randall's necks for them being
Azrael.
So I was like, I think you're right.
Yeah.
He comes at their necks for essentially being losers, and you guys are 30-some years old working at fast food. You aren't even the manager. You know what I mean? You're just a fucking cashier at a fast food place at 30-some years old, which no one should feel ashamed about that. You're working a job. You're contributing to society.
Yeah, you're making bank. Who cares?
Money. That shit, fast food workers making money now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, they getting like 15 an hour or something crazy. So, I say that's crazy money, but for what they used to get paid, it's, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you work a job, I respect you. I don't look down on people for what they do. I don't think anyone should. I can't stand when people do that. It's terrible. But anywho, so he looks down on them, but I'm sorry. The things they know about you and what happened to you in school, they can change their lives.
Yeah.
You can't erase having a pickle shoved in your ass and having to take a bite out of it every time it fell out.
Yeah. Oh.
So, he said, nobody remembers that. I'm like, I guarantee you everyone remembers that.
Jay remembers
that. Yeah. He said. And it's some pickle fucker just gave us free eats. This food tastes like piss and flies, don't it? Yo, that shit is fucking hilarious. So, so Randall gets extremely upset about this going on. And he wants to borrow Mr. Dante's car to go ride the go-karts because it centers him. Now, did we find out about Bex's...
No,
not yet. Right, right. Yeah, because it happened while he's gone.
Yeah.
So he goes, he leaves work, you know, because these guys are very negligent employees. And I'm like, I see why.
They're the worst employees.
They're terrible. They just leave whenever they want. They say all kinds of crazy shit. They would not be employed anywhere in 2024.
No, not at all.
Especially just the way they talk alone.
Maybe Hot Topic, if they get enough piercings to qualify for the threshold.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, they gotta be business owners because you guys are insane. Dante is fine if Randall's not around.
Yes.
You know,
Dante's by the book.
Yeah, he is.
Or he tries to be,
but Randall's just too much of a bad influence.
Yeah, he's a loose cannon.
He is. And he's a wild card. So Randall's he's out clearing his head, and Bex and Dante, they end up having a great scene on the roof.
Because they come back and it's They're swamped. Becky and Elias are swamped because Elias gets overwhelmed.
Yeah, and we get the great scene. We get the scene where it leads into some funny shit because Randall's still pissed off about the pickle guy, and he's kind of taking it out on everyone, really.
Yeah.
And you know, I understand how he's feeling. I do at that moment. And he's just kind of trying to explain himself, and
we'll go into it.
That's a rewatch. That's definitely so.
With Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes, she's so funny.
Yeah,
and that dude, the dude who plays her husband's funny as shit too.
Yeah,
I've seen him in a bunch of shit. He's funny, but that scene is great, and it's a controversial scene, but we'll get there. And Randall
is it because he says cock stain.
Did he just say cock stain?
Hey, you want to try a cock stain?
Fast forward, Becky and Dante end up discussing how he can't dance and he's going to be at this wedding looking like a...
Yeah, that's the only thing that's bugging him about the wedding.
Yeah.
Because they have that conversation. She's like, that's the only thing?
Yeah.
And this is after she finds out something.
Yes. And so... We already know it's revealed to us that on a drunken night that Bex and Dante had sex in the kitchen at Movies. And they go on the roof and dance, and Jay plays them some demonic music, which is funny, and then he ends up putting some Jackson 5 on. And she does a dance, and man, your eyes do not leave the screen for a couple seconds. Man, oh man. And as she's showing Dante how to dance, she reveals to him that she is pregnant.
But she says it so they're dancing.
Then he drops her.
Yeah, because he's like holding her.
Yeah, she's like,
and he's like, I love you, Becky.
Yeah, he's like,
and she's
you.
Like,
I'm pregnant.
And he's like, oh,
shit.
And yeah, bye.
And I'm like, man, if she told me that first, I'm like, well, fuck that other chick.
Yeah,
Rosario is good. It's not this family, son.
Yeah.
Clerks 3 is sick. Anywho.
Yeah.
But so it's we'll like, oh, shit. She said, what did she say? Don't tell anyone. I'm going to deal with this on my own. And what's the first thing this motherfucker does? He tells the worst person you could ever tell. The guy who in the last movie told your ex-girlfriend that you essentially are emotionally cheating on her.
Yeah.
And that you plan to leave her for a bitch who's engaged to an Asian design major. But you tell this guy. But that's on it. That's where Dante fucks up. Dante's fucking retarded.
Yeah, you know? he, in spite of his history with Randall, he still trusts Randall. I think he wants Randall to prove him wrong.
Well, he ain't never gonna.
He's never gonna. But he wants
him to. Zebra don't change his fucking stripes. So
that's very true.
But yeah, so Randall, of course, is like, what the fuck? He's like, oh, it's from that time you jerked off in the bathroom, bro.
From the toilet seat. Yeah, that's funny.
That shit's funny as hell. So he's like, no, motherfucker, I put it in. And he's like, damn, how the fuck you always got two hot bitches on you, bro? He's like, this makes no sense. You're the ugliest chud on the planet.
Yeah.
But... yeah, he always got two chicks on him, bro.
Insane. He always does.
Like, it's kind of wild, bro. And I'm like, Rosario's one of them? But, so whatever. But, of course, Bex pulls up, and she's like, yo, can I talk to you for a minute? And Randall's like, what does he say? May your child be a healthy child.
Be a masculine child.
Yeah. May your son be a masculine child.
And she's like,
great, revealing to her that he told her. So she gets pissed. And she leaves, of course. Now, in the meantime, Randall's been setting up a donkey show effing day.
Yes. For Dante's going away. Yes.
Yeah, and they're going to have it at the store when it closes or at the restaurant. And it's Kelly and the Sexy Stud. So it's a donkey show. Bestiality, as they call it, or interspecies erotica.
Interspecies erotica. It's pronounced bestiality because that's how it's spelled.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to call it bestiality.
Because I believe the Sexy Stud thought it was the best.
Yes, see.
Oh, there we go. Cool. It's back.
Cool. What's that time?
39. It was like 39:05. Yeah.
So they got this donkey show going on, and or it's about to go on, and Bex leaves, and of course Kelly pulls up,
and Dante leaves.
Yeah,
looking for her.
Yeah, because right? Kelly pulls up, and Randall's like, yes. "Hey, go chase after her, go!"
Yeah,
wants to set up the fucking shit.
Yes.
So they get it set up, and Randall, you get the dope little montage where you hear the Smashing Pumpkins song,
1979,
one of the best songs ever made.
And I think you see, I think that is your girl, the little girl in the window. Sister Sugarwalls.
Yeah, Sister Sugarwalls. Yeah. Young Sister Sugarwalls. She was just a kid.
Yeah, because that would have been 18, 19 years ago.
Yeah, dude. She's only like, 25, 6?
Yeah.
She's so young. You get that. That's one of the best scenes. The song just kind of put the little cherry on it.
Yeah.
It's just a great song. Nobody can deny that. If you don't like that song, we can't talk about nothing, probably. what do we have to talk about?
I mean, that whole album, those two albums, I should say, are great.
That's
Melancholy,
yeah.
And The Infinite Sadness.
Yeah, I was like, that one, that and Siamese Dream, bro. Lord.
And think about it, in a post-Nirvana world, like, I think we needed Melancholy.
You needed that. Yeah. You needed that. You needed something chilling.
Yeah.
Some calm shit. Tonight's on that too, right?
Yeah. Zero. Oh. Tonight. 33.
Dude.
Your song banger. For the whole
yes,
year.
Sir.
Now.
Yes, sir. Banger.
Yeah. A Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
That's on the album too.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn. That was a slapper. The world is a vampire. Anyway.
Sent to Dream.
Yep. Dude, you're going stupid. Anyway.
Yeah.
So they get back and Dante idiotically thinks the place is on fire.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just smoke from the fog machines because they're getting set up. And it's like looking like a little strip club in here.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
And he comes in and, dude, we get a donkey show. We'll talk about that.
Straight from Tijuana, right?
Yes, sir. We'll talk about that in rewatchable scenes and best quotes. And it's fucking hilarious. I love the scene.
Elias gets drunk. Or high. Is he drunk or high?
Both.
Okay.
They got stoned, and he was sipping on beers, too.
Okay.
Which, you know, he's never done either.
Yeah.
So he was probably smacked. And they're watching this shit, and, like, they're all intrigued, even though they're all kind of disgusted with themselves.
Yeah.
Which,
I remember Silent Bob's like...
Yeah, it's like, I'm like, I think anyone would kind of be like... It's like two guys, one horse. Like, I didn't want to see it, but I was like, I just can't believe this is real.
Wait, there's actually a thing, two guys, one horse?
Yeah, bro. Don't watch it. The guy died, all right? Because not from that one, just from doing it so much. I think it pulled his intestines out.
Oh, my God.
Over time from...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the rear end isn't meant to take a Pringle can daily. You know?
Oh my god!
I didn't say that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Sometimes you have to let those hard to reach chips go.
Yeah. Let them go. Yeah.
Wow.
You're on fire today, fella. Bex pulls up, and she's seeing the donkey show. She's like, yo, what the fuck? She can't look away.
Yeah,
you know, she thinks it's fucking great.
It's huge.
She's like, damn, shit, I don't need to jump with a donkey.
Yeah.
But she's all, you know, they're all like, oh, he's like, yeah, Bex, I love you, yada, 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 and this, that, and the third. And who walks in behind, because she just can't stop bothering this motherfucker throughout the day?
Emma with a cake.
Emma with a cake, and it's all Florida bound and all this.
Yeah.
And she sees him kiss, and she's all sad, and it's funny, and Silent and Jay's like, hit that two-timing motherfucker with this!
Yeah!
She hits him with a cake, and other shit, it's funny as hell. And of course, the cops and the fire department pull up, and of course, they all get arrested for this donkey show. But even the cops are kind of like, damn, what the fuck?
Like,
everyone's intrigued by it, which, I mean, you kind of would be. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, just out of curiosity,
You'd be like, oh, jeez. I'm count chill.
Yeah.
But, so, they all get booked, and in jail, they all start fighting as they kind of close out every Clerks movie with a big climactic fight that kind of reveals every issue they have with each other at that moment, problems with themselves and problems they need to deal with themselves. And it's a good moment. because they get it all out, and that's what friends need to do, and that's how men handle situations. Women would let shit fester for 20 years and talk shit about them behind their back and still hang out with them. Where dudes are like, look, we gonna fight it out. We had it. That's that. Let's get back to business. So that's what they did, literally and metaphorically, because they come to the solution that they're going to buy the Quick Stop with money borrowed from Jay and Silent Bob because they're rich. Because they sell drugs all day, and I feel like they live in a van. So
A van down by the river.
By the river, yeah. They're on some shit. Like, chop, stop. So, Chris, RIP. But, so they give them the money, and the terms are pretty simple. Like, let us hang out in front of the Quick Stop and the video store, whatever we want. And you two gotta blow each other and let us watch.
Oh yeah!
All right, only the first one. I'm like, these motherfuckers, man. I'm like, gross. But so they buy it, and you know everything's good. He's gonna be with Becky and take care of his baby, and you know shit's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
and we get a nice closing credit scene and all that. And
it goes back to black and white, doesn't it?
Back to black and white. Yep, you get to see him rebuild up the Quick Stop. Because
they're sitting at the or standing at the counter, leaning on it. It goes back to black and white.
I assure you, we're open.
Yes.
And so that's dope.
No, I assure you, we're reopen.
Reopen. Yeah, yes. Reopen or whatever. Yes. Yeah, you're right. So that, I mean, that's pretty much the film in a nutshell. But we're obviously gonna break this thing down a little bit more here in these categories. So. Let's just jump right in. MVP. I had a few of them, dude.
Dude, honestly, you have, I think Brian O'Halloran, Jeff Anderson, I think Jason Mewes, Kevin Smith, obviously, Rosario Dawson.
I had all of them except Brian O'Halloran.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, he's fine. He's great. Obviously, Dante is great. But you need him. You need him. He's a good character.
Before Clerks 3, I think Dante's best scene is when he's sitting there watching Becky dance. You can kind of see in his, just from him sitting there in his head when he decides, like,
I am in love with this woman.
And that's probably the best acting. Some of the best acting.
You are right. You are right. That was some good emoting there.
Because Clerks 3, there's a couple scenes where I'm like, holy shit. Oh, he
goes hard. I'm like, yo, why weren't you in more shit?
Yeah.
You actually got some chops on you.
Yeah.
Both of them, him and Rando, they both really grew from 2 to 3 as actors, for sure.
But that's why I say Dante as well.
No, that I'm totally fine with that. I just didn't put him in. But I had the other four. I had Kevin, Jeff, Rosario, and Jason.
Yeah.
Peak season, no one I had.
Well, I don't know because, like, I think it's the first time that I really enjoyed Jason Mewes as Jay. Like, he seemed more comfortable.
You didn't think he was Jay Silent Bob? Strike Back?
I think he... Okay, Strike Back is a good film, but there's something about the way he delivers his lines in this film. He seems more comfortable with himself.
He does. I think he's... probably was getting sober then
too. Yeah, I think that's what it was, because like that opening scene with him when he throws something in the air and then kicks it, he's like, get the fuck out of here. You know, from then on, every time, and he's talking like he's obviously in the first course, he's like 19.
Right. he is a little more, you're right, he's like more animated the way he dances around and
And
it's gotta be sobriety.
And doing the Buffalo Bill thing.
Yeah, dude,
from South of Lambs, like, you know.
Yeah, would you fuck me?
Yeah.
You're right. He does stand out here
more. Even
and
in
it
like,
carries into the later films well too.
And even in Strikes Back, there were so many other people. He was almost overshadowed, even though he and Silent Bob are the main characters. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many other things going on. That you're just kind of like, yeah, okay.
Motherfuck. Noise. Smoking weed. 15 bucks, little man. Put that shit in my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. We can say it's Jason Mewes' peak season.
Yeah.
But, like, dude, the reboot, like.
Well, see, I haven't watched it.
You gotta watch the reboot.
But see, this is before reboot.
This is before reboot. So at the time, it would be a season. You're right.
Yeah.
We can go with that. Best quotes. Oh,
good lord.
I got a lot.
You could probably do this whole fucking movie.
I have a lot to do.
You might actually have all of them if you have.
I'm gonna run through. Fuck it. I'll just start because it's a lot.
Okay.
Shit, now where am I going to bring chicks to fuck when my mom's home?
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious. There he goes. Homeboy fucked a Martian once.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see.
Jay, you're yeah. right. Jay,
think about that scene. Just that whole scene, the way he delivers that scene.
And fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that showed his growth as
you're
an
right.
actor.
You're right. You are
like,
right.
There was something, because, yeah, yeah.
Is that a fucking Bible? Hey, the holy fucking Bible. He does have a lot of the
yes,
quotes.
Yes, he does.
You should read your Bible, sirs. You'll find all types of weird shit in there. Yeah, that's why I called him Crippy Boy.
Oh, my God.
God.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was talking about that wheelchair guy, who
he compares
Anne Frank.
To Anne Frank.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, you know, Helen Keller, the chick who wrote a diary.
Yeah. But I like how they do that, because it shows how ignorant
Yo,
Randall
Randall's
is.
So good.
Then
he
that other
he
scene
knew.
With, that you
with
love.
The port,
yeah.
I mean, the,
yes, not, yes. It makes sense then.
I got to pick and choose
yeah.
how I word some of these.
Yeah.
I feel
well,
like Crippy Boy alone was probably bad.
Well, in context of the film, it's not like you believe it.
Yeah, no.
Or you're not saying it. It's like you're quoting the film, so it's different.
Guy's just in a wheelchair. It's not like he's Anne Frank or something.
Yeah, that's Anne Frank?
Helen Keller was deaf, dumb, and blind. Well, who the fuck is Anne Frank?
Oh,
so funny. Yo, that's fucking hilarious. When the sign said, I gotta set the scene a little bit. They spray paint, "We eat pussy" on the outside.
No, no, it just says eat
pussy.
Eat pussy. Yeah, oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, we totally do.
Yeah, because... Because when
Dante's wife,
to work,
right? Or fiance.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. When they're driving to work, Randall says he should spray paint "eat pussy" on the side of the building. And Dante's like, why? And he's like, so people know you were there,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
And then when they walk up to work, he sees it and
yep.
just gives Randall that look like, why?
Yeah. We totally do.
Yeah. And that's right. That's where Jay and Silent Bob are standing. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be with a girl with an oversized clit. No, because next step is a guy with an undersized dick. Which I'm like, look, we all got our vaginal preferences. Like, you know, I don't particularly discriminate against any kind, but I mean, if I had the choice, I don't need an oversized clit. That's just me.
So no, like, really beefy chicks from the gym that probably are on roids and have
dude, I saw a roided up chick at the gym today. She was fucking yoke, bro. Everything on her was fake titties, fake lips. She was fucking huge, bro. I was like, man, this woman looks fucking artificial.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. Hey, whatever homegirl want to do. I mean, she was Jack.
I remember Adam Sandler's first comedy album, They're All Gonna Laugh at You. He plays this character who's like, it's a crazy, weird character. And he's like, my neighbor's dog is a 4-inch clit.
Jesus, that is weird. Oh, my Lord.
I give all credit to Adam Sandler for that.
Hey, Adam Sandler's the
yeah.
man. I know you've been hating him.
And that was from like 30 years ago or more. Like, it was before, you know, Billy
movies
Madison, before his movie
yeah.
career. He was still on SNL.
Dude, Adam Sandler's like, shit, bro. That's my guy. I know you
Have you ever
him.
Listened to that album? They're
no,
All Gonna Laugh
no,
at You?
No, I've never heard it.
Really?
Never in my life.
If you can, you can probably find it
I'm
on.
I'm sure I could pull up on YouTube, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably on Spotify.
Yeah.
Because it is an
yeah,
album.
It's an album. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's on Apple Music.
It actually wasn't bad. I think David Spade is on it. Like, whoever he was on SNL with, I think, at the time,
David
had, like,
Spade.
Had like, you know, guest appearances.
Oh, David Spade, too. All right. Best part about this job is all the barely legal pussy that comes
oh,
in.
Oh, my God. God, Randall.
He's saying, they all looking at me because I got a driver's license.
Awesome. But he doesn't have a car.
He doesn't have a car. I'm like, bro, you're 33. Yeah, that's what I'll be on.
Oh,
he says it. He's
yeah.
like, you're 33. All right. You never go ass to mouth. I'm pretty sure you just compared a vagina to an asshole.
Yeah. And, like, and that comparison of pink eyes to brown eyes.
Pink eyes to brown.
Makes it a Randall job.
Yeah.
Isn't that an Elias job?
Yeah, isn't that an Elias job? Shut the fuck up, GoBot.
Oh, yeah.
Boredom is the first step to the road of relapse.
Oh.
That's what Jay says when they're outside looking bored.
Wow.
And that's when they start singing that weird song and he's doing the weird shit. Would You Fuck Me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Goodbye Horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song from Silence of the Lambs.
I Fuck Me Hard.
Airborne Toxic Event does a really good cover of that song.
Never heard it. I guess Dowries are making a comeback.
Oh, yeah. That's what Bevy says. Give me a car wash. And that's when she calls him his golden ticket.
One ring to rule them all. And you wonder why no chick will let you stick your cock in her.
Pussy troll, right?
Pussy troll. Ew. Lister fiend.
Yeah. Pillow pants.
Oh, I'm the geek. Look at you two whipping out your preciouses. You know, that shit is funny. Even the fucking trees walked in those movies. Oh my God. Hey, they're not gay. They're hobbits.
Yeah. You flat out bricks.
Yo, I was gonna put that in, but I was like, is that too inappropriate?
For us, probably not.
For us, no.
Yeah.
But for the internet?
Yes, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I'm like, it's 2024.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I mean, he is not wrong. Sam was trying to Frodo. All right.
You're trying to Frodo Frodo?
He wanted to Frodo up. He was trying to Frodo the Frodo. Wow. It's obvious, bro. Whatever. You can call me whatever you want. He wanted to. Yeah. Anywho. Here's that line. Odds are there's someone out there better for you than the person you will marry.
Wow.
What am I, some hideous fucking chud out here?
Oh, yeah, that's there what it was. Yeah.
I want to see if a chick with a mouth full of donkey spunk swallows.
Oh.
Yo, when he said that line, I was like, ugh. I was like, bro, that's disgusting.
Ugh.
Right? You love Mr. Dante, don't you? In a non-gay way.
Yes, Elias.
Non-gay way. Maybe you just don't like the pussy. Maybe you just like the cock. Pillow Pants is a little troll that lives in her pussy. We're gonna fly for this episode, sorry. Have you and Mira even kissed yet? No, that's because of Lister Fiend. We can't all be internet billionaires. And I just had the entire pickle fucker explanation because he goes into a whole speech.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all just need to watch that part because it's great. The GoBots are like the Kmart Transformers.
They kind of were, believe it or not.
Yep. Hey, let's wrap this up so I can get my cow tipper on.
Yeah.
Hey, here's some food, you guys. Suddenly, I don't think I'm going to enjoy it. Hey, thanks, pickle fucker. Hey, this pickle fucker just gave us free eats.
Here's the crazy part. I just realized he was fucked by a pickle. He didn't fuck a pickle.
No, he didn't. He was fucked by a pickle.
Yeah, so so the name is...
I mean, it's it was mutual, over. You know? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, even though girls get fucked and don't tip... Well, some cases, but typically a woman gets fucked, but she'd still say, I fuck the guy.
You know? Yeah, so that's true. Right. Yeah.
Fuck it. Yeah. See, hey, this food tastes like piss and flies, don't it?
Just picturing the way he says
he's eating, he's like, his face. Like, I don't know about you, but coming centers me. Does a machine have to transform into a fucking robot before anyone takes you seriously? Did he say cock stain? I had to take an order from some asshole. I blew it after junior prom.
Oh yeah. I've met your brother before.
How about you build towards making me some fucking fries? Fucking Robin Sykes, bro. I'm not eating here something that was cooked by some crack ass hate monger. Baby, you can't taste racism. Baby, ain't like he called us porch monkeys. I'm going to write in the paper about this and all y'all getting fired. Since when is it a crime to say porch monkey? Porch monkey is a racist term against black people. No, it's not. The N word is.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm not
going to
say the hard N word on here, even though I am of color. Cool. I'm not going to say this. I was about to say a bunch of racist.
Oh, yeah.
There's a line. He says a C word slur, a S word, two S word slurs, a J word slur, another M word slur. Those are racial slurs in his eyes.
Yes.
We are not going to repeat those here today. But it's funny as shit, I'm sorry, in my eyes. Always treat the Jewish community well or they will put some kind of curse on you. You know, my grandma did refer to a broken beer bottle as an N-word knife. I was like, this motherfucker is crazy as shit. I'm like, man, white folks go was a funny racist shit. That was funny as hell. But listen to you telling me I can't do something because of the color of my skin.
You can't take it back. You're white.
Because you're not black.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
if you're going to jump, let me get a crack at that pussy first.
Oh, yeah. Let me find out.
That shit is funny as hell. Let me get a crack at that pussy first. You know, Jay was wild in this shit. Something a little less demonic, please.
Oh, yeah, because they play that song that they sing earlier. Grandma, what was it like? Yeah.
She got pregnant off the toilet seat you jerked off on. Kelly likes privacy. Kind of weird. You're into the bestiality business. Hey, it's not bestiality. Interspecies erotica. Fuck pillow pants. Honk if you love tight pussy. Elias was going crazy. I'm the sexy stud, but this donkey's a dude. Kelly can be a guy's name, too. God, what song are they playing? It's a good 80s song.
Oh, my God. Samantha Fox. Naughty Girls.
Yes,
love
that
too.
Song is fire, bro. Yeah. Like, I hear maybe. It differently now, but.
Just maybe. Yeah. Naughty Girls Need Love, too.
Mm-hmm, that shit's fire. Ugh. What the, ugh. Did you see the size of that cock? It's huge. Oh, cake. Here, hit that two-timing motherfucker with this. Kelly, I miss my donkey. Wait, you knocked up the guy who owns movies? That motherfucker is retarded, bro. What semester? this is one of my favorite lines. One semester we took criminology. What the fuck are we training to be, Batman? Randall's entire jail speech, I just had that. He had a couple where he just went stupid, and I was like, I can't write all this down right now.
Is this the one where like Dante's like, you're chaos incarnate, man? And he starts going off on it? Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I hate everyone, and everything seems stupid to me.
Yes.
I was like, man, I feel that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you two just fucking get it over with already? She ain't trying to stuff you in a box you aren't going to fit into. I was like, oh, that's a real fucking line. Which,
yeah,
he was right, bro. And that's what he knew. He knew what was good. Two of you got to blow each other and we get to watch. And you got to go ass to mouth. And that's all I have for the quotes, because the rest is pretty straightforward, I thought. But any of them you want to add in?
Here's a really good one from Randall. I think it's from the scene when they're in the jail cell. And he's like, why? Because I enjoyed what I did? I got to watch movies, fuck with assholes, and hang out with my best friend all day.
Yep.
And you think of a better way to make a living? Yeah, maybe it's not what everyone does, but it was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, that was like in this whole little speech. I was like, he was just spitting bars there.
Yeah.
All right, you got any more?
Hold on here.
Cut those movies.
Yeah.
So dumb. And you gotta go ass to mouth.
There is so many. I can't.
We got the most of the good ones. All right, what's age the best?
Honestly, what's age the best?
Rosario Dawson.
Has she aged at all?
Not really, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and the aging she has done is just perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just that nice, like, touch of woman.
So, she has aged the best.
Yes, for sure.
Maybe not the hairstyle she has in the 4:30 movie. Because remember, she's at the end. She has, like, this really short...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm supposed to be the 80s.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's true.
You know, she's still looking good. looking good. I'm glad they're still friends. Like, she's like, I ain't too big to do a little small thing with Casey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because Clerks 2, at the time, that probably launched
that
her.
That kind of blew her up a little bit.
Yeah, because then she got, like, I hate to say, like, nerd cred.
She did get nerd cred for that. She did. She definitely got. And that's, without Clerks 2, she probably wouldn't be Ahsoka.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they give her some nerd street cred for sure. Because, like, she was doing really serious shit up until then. Like, she was doing Spike Lee movies and shit like that.
Oh, yeah,
like,
the 25th Hour.
Yeah. He Got Game and shit. Like, so she was doing, like, definitely more, like, kind of dramatic roles. And then Clerks 2 showed her not only her sexy side, but her funny side and her just, like, she felt very human.
Yeah.
So, what's age the worst? Racial terms, bestiality, and knocking up your side chick.
Now, is it the racial terms or, like, the ignorance with which they're used?
Yes.
Because they're still around, sadly.
Yeah.
So, like, they'll never age well.
Well, yeah. Because I can laugh at them today watching this movie. But, if some dude walked up and called me a porch monkey, we might have an issue.
Especially if you're not on a porch.
I'm not on a porch. I'm not eating a banana. What the fuck?
Yeah, what do you want, you little porch monkey? Yeah. Oh, it's okay. I'm taking it back. Yeah.
Porch monkey for life.
Yeah. Oh, Randall.
He said, the black cop walks in, porch monkey.
Yeah.
He said, hey, bro, it's cool. Should have been out of there. So I have, bestiality. I don't think it's aged that well.
No. But the fact that they turn it on its head and make it, like, guy on guy.
Yeah.
Does make it really funny.
Yes, that made it funny for sure.
Because it's kind of like, oh, you didn't expect that.
You didn't expect that. You thought Kelly was going to be a sexy chick.
Yeah.
And knocking up your side chick is never going to age well.
No, never.
Never.
But, I mean, he was engaged, but they weren't married. It sounds terrible to say that.
If you're a hardcore Christian, technically it don't count.
Yeah, but it's like,
but it's god awful.
Yeah, it is god awful. But it's like, if he would have been married to Emma, it would be worse.
Because they
avoided that whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen.
Yeah,
marriage is the ultimate steps. When you get married, all the other shenanigans got to stop, bro. Because now there's legal. There's like this goes into legal territory.
Wait, you say that hasn't aged well, but there's Nick Cannon.
I mean, Nick Cannon's rich.
There's that rapper in New York who's like 22, that five women are like pregnant.
Jesus Christ, this guy can't miss.
No.
My Lord.
Yeah, he's.
Jeez.
It's all over the place.
My Lord, I get a vasectomy.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Get your nuts sniff.
Yeah.
Like, freeze up some sperm with the sperm bank and go be a dog if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a rapper, bro. You should be really hanging with the Trojan man.
Trojan man.
These bitches are. Yeah, guys, listen. Do your best not to knock up your side chicks, all right? Not that I'm saying I condone it, having one, but, you know, people do what they do, so, but.
Yeah, be smarter.
Wrap it up, feather.
Are you saying wrap it before you tap it? Is that what you just said?
Wrap it before you tap it, you know?
Yeah.
Don't be a fool, wrap the tool. You better be pulling out, like, you know what I mean?
They say no glove, no love, right?
Yeah, no glove.
So, as the Beatles said, all you need is gloves.
All you need is gloves, bro. You're good. Jesus. All right, most rewatched.
They were bigger than Jesus. How dare you?
They were. most rewatchable scenes. I had Jay and Silent Bob's intro.
Yes.
The intro to the movie.
Opening, Dante and Randall coming together
with the Talking Heads song.
Yeah. All that.
And then Jay and Silent Bob's intro. You find out they're not Christian, or they're Christian now. They're sober.
Yeah.
But they still move drugs.
Yes. But how do you not get tempted? That's the power of Christ,
on my side, fellas. Yeah. You can do anything, you know? I'm like, bro, you would definitely smoke a blunt or a joint here and there. You'd be like, dude, I'm going to smoke one.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't know, if you're going to rehab for weed, though, like, you really getting high a lot. But that's funny as hell. Their intro. The ass to mouth scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that shit's funny. You never go ass to mouth. He's like, every now and then, when the time is right.
In the heat of the moment. In the
heat of the moment.
Yeah.
It's okay, go ass to mouth. Told you. Randall. He said, you guys are just ganging up on me because my opinion's on the subject of ass to mouth. Gosh, there was just too many quotes. Like, I can't put the whole fucking script in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But then it would just be us reading the script.
We might as well just remake it.
Yeah.
I had Elias's intro when he pulls up with his parents singing the Jesus song.
Oh,
station,
and he kisses his mom.
Mom on the mouth.
Yeah.
That's weird, bro. He's way too old for that. The Star Wars, Lord of the Rings debate.
Oh, my God. I like Randall's
impersonation on Lord of the Rings. Yes. Yeah. He was like, and the second movie, he said, which the Academy now gave him an Academy Award for, which your little boy, George Toy Boy Lucas, will never, ever get, never's even come close, or whatever the fuck he says. I'm like, listen.
And he calls him Mannequin Skywalker.
Mannequin Skywalker, it's bad acting, which I don't like the Hayden Christensen hate.
I know you're a big fan of him.
I'm a fan of him. I like Hayden Christensen. I like the prequels.
Now, I haven't seen any of the newer shows like Obi-Wan or Ahsoka. See, I can't even pronounce it because I haven't seen it. But he's in those, right?
He's in Obi-Wan. I to be honest with you, I didn't finish Ahsoka.
Really?
I really don't know.
Okay.
But I'm guessing he's got to be. He was her.
But how is he... Like now, like 20 years later.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
Like he was never bad.
Well, he was also like, was he a teenager, early 20s? Like 20 years ago?
He's probably like 20.
Yeah,
21 maybe.
I mean, he's better than Jake Lloyd. No offense, Jake
Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd
was terrible. Now he's a heroin addict.
Yeah, but I mean, Jake Lloyd was only, like 10 though at the time. So
he's blaming George Lucas for him being a drug addict. I'm like,
he gave you a shot at stardom, superstardom.
Dude, you were in Jingle. You worked with Arnold, and then you worked with fucking George Lucas. I'm sorry, that's a dream come true for a fucking kid.
Yeah, so what the hell?
Fuck off. Like, your bags, you ain't making up with the opportunity.
Yeah, you or your parents or your manager made bad decisions. Yep. That's not
George Lucas's fault at all.
Because 3 years later, you're still not going to be the right age to play an older Anakin.
Yeah, sorry, feller.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, hey, Hayden went hard, especially in Revenge of the Sith.
That's a great one.
That's my shit. But
the floor is lava, isn't that what they were playing at the end?
Yes, that's what they were playing.
Yeah, I thought so.
But I mean, he goes into why Lord of the Rings is boring as fuck. And sorry, Loader fans, I am not a Lord of the Rings fan. Okay, they're just okay to me. I'm sorry, you can hate me all you want. I'm a Viggo Mortensen fan.
He's a great actor.
I'm a Peter Jackson fan for the most part. I don't love him like some other people do. He's made some decent shit.
You got to watch The Frighteners with Michael J. Fox.
I do have to watch that.
You do. You might actually be a Peter Jackson fan. That's early, early Peter Jackson.
I know a lot of people love that film. I like Peter Jackson. I think he's a good director. He just ain't one of my favorites.
I'm going to go out on a limb here because I love Michael J. Fox. Mm-hmm. Teen Wolf.
Hell yeah.
Back to the Future trilogy, Secret of My Success, Family Ties, all that shit. I think The Frighteners is his best performance. All
right.
There's something about the character he plays and how he plays him. He's just so good in it.
I
saw that in the theater.
He's a man.
When you would have been 4 or 5 years old.
Crazy.
I saw that in the theater.
He was a man.
Yeah, he was. He still kind of is, man. You see him now, he's still positive. He's
chilling.
Yeah.
And I heard his documentary is incredible.
Yeah, he's just an inspiration.
He's an inspiration, yep. Yeah. I was like, yeah. He's a positive, good inspiration. Yeah. Around, like Christopher Reeves was for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Yep.
So, yeah, no, I love him.
Yeah.
But that whole conversation, I'm sorry, I wholeheartedly 100% agree with Randall, but I'm a giant Star Wars fan, so yeah. Whatever. It is what it is. If you're a Lord of the Rings guy, I got no beef with you. They're masterfully made films. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not very impressed with what they did, especially for the times.
Like, yeah.
They look better than some shit that comes out now.
Now.
The Shire is amazing.
Now. It's not 2006 anymore. It's 2024. So could there be an argument made for, like, if Randall's talking about trilogies, if you add, like, Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy in there?
That goes into the... That trumps Lord of the Rings.
Well, definitely. But like, I mean, how do you feel like if it's like Star Wars versus like the Dark Knight trilogy?
So like
as far as trilogy goes.
The OT trilogy versus the Dark Knight trilogy?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're exactly the same. Two strong first and middles, and then a decent third.
Yeah.
Tom
Hardy, though, is Bane. Oh, he's incredible.
But yeah. That's the worst one out of the three.
Yeah.
A
lot of it doesn't make any logical sense.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me about it.
Yeah.
But it's dumb, well, stylistic.
Yeah. Still better than Lord of the Rings.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, fucking Batman Begins is in there. So
Yeah. Anyone who listens to this regularly knows I love Batman Begins
so much. And I love, like, dude, The Dark Knight is obviously one of the best hero movies ever made.
Yeah,
too.
It might be the best.
It might be next the best to objectively.
That and Spider-Man 2.
Objectively, yeah. Are two of the best. Yeah, Spider-Man 2 is fucking great.
Too. Yeah.
I would probably, if you're like, Dom, you got to sit down and watch one, I'll probably watch Spider-Man 2 over Dark Knight, just because I've seen The Dark Knight too much. But.
Really?
I've seen Dark Knight. Dude, I saw it 4 times in theaters.
I saw it like 5 or 6 in theaters.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I couldn't stop going.
Dude, I was like, I saw it so many times in theaters.
And it was in theaters for like 6 or 7 months.
That's what I'm saying. It was a long run. So like, I saw it right when it came out. Then some people were like, Don, we going to see Dark Knight. You want to come? I was like, it was summer. I was hanging with a bunch of different people. And they all like, we going to see Dark Knight. So I just ended up going. I was like, yeah, I already seen it, but I'll go again.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I'd see this would be a lot, man. And then it came out on DVD, and I saw it 3 times that day. None of them were by choice.
Wow.
Went to hang with 3 different sets of people, morning, evening, and night, and watched The Dark Knight each time, because all of them just got it on DVD, and they're like, we want to watch it, because they never seen it.
Oh,
so I'm like, great. I didn't see it. I'm like, I know the words to this fucking movie, bro. I'm like, yo, that's insane.
Why so serious, Dom?
They're like, damn, dude, you know all the words. I'm like, yeah. I mean, what's about to happen? Yes, I do. I can tell you fucking exactly how it's about to happen. I was like, you guys ready for the pencil trick? They're like, huh? I'm like, oh. I'm like, ta-da. They're like, oh, you're an asshole. Like,
poor Gamble.
Yep.
Oh, now, just really quick, a quick aside. Batman Begins, The Dark Knight. Do you prefer Katie Holmes or Maggie Gyllenhaal?
It's not even a question. I can't stand Katie Holmes.
Really?
So I think she's the only movie I like her in is Go.
You need to watch fucking Wonder Boys.
You like her in that?
She's barely in it, but she's like,
dude,
the part she's in it.
You know I'm weird.
Yeah.
I love Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
I think she's so cute.
Well, what was that? The Secretary with her and...
The Secretariat?
Not isn't it The Secretary? The Secretariat was a
race
horse.
That's the horse movie.
Yeah.
Who's that? Diane Lane?
I don't know, but isn't she in a film like The Secretary with James Spader?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about the kindergarten teacher. You know I'm an indie guy.
So yeah,
I like weird shit. She did a movie called The Kindergarten Teacher. I actually think she directed it.
Mm.
And she falls in love with a young piano prodigy that's like 6 years old.
What?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. It's weird.
I guess he...
Actually, I think he's like 5.
I guess he tickles her ivories.
He definitely did. Well, she wanted him to.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta watch it. It's good. It is good. I was like, Maggie, you acted unusual.
Weird.
And I love Mona Lisa's Smile.
Oh, yeah. And
dude, Donnie Darko.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is she in Donnie Darko?
Mm-hmm.
I know her brother is. But...
They literally play brother and sister.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's
I know Jenna Malone is in that, too. Donnie Darko was a pretty decent...
It's good. It's classic.
Yeah.
it's definitely a cult boy now. Yeah. I love Maggie Gyllenhaal. I think she's so cute. I think she's a great actress. I think she's a good director, too. I don't think Katie Holmes is a good actress, and I don't find her good looking. So, and I know I'm in the super minority there, but whatever. I'm weird. I'm the one who likes
Rachel. Not as weird as Tom Cruise jumping on Oprah's couch that time.
Yo, he was talking about wild. He was like, yeah. Yes, sir!
Yeah, you get a Katie, yeah, and you get a Katie.
And then she went for Jamie Foxx.
Bye.
Bye. You. Then,
okay.
Next scene, the virgin conversation with Elias.
Oh, yes, yes.
Super funny. Listerine, pillow pants. Ouch. That kid, I'm like, man, you're 19. I bet. If I was random, I'd be like, I'm like, I gotta teach this kid everything.
Yes.
Of course, the pickle fucker scene.
Oh, yeah.
And that scene's just great because that scene kind of blows everything open.
Yeah.
That's when, like, the conflicts really start coming to a head and everything starts kind of moving along in the film. And it's a, you know, I know a lot of people can relate to that scene.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people feel like, man, I ain't done a goddamn thing with my life. I'm this old and I ain't done this or that. And, you know, and I think everyone's probably felt like that at some point or another. And it's just, you have to count your wins.
Yeah.
You know, you got to count your wins and not look at the positive or not look at the negatives.
Not everyone has the same circumstances,
yep.
The same upbringing, the same whatever.
Opportunities, yeah. Everything.
Like, so whatever you're able to do with what you have is great.
That's great.
Yeah.
A lot of times you beat your odds and you don't even realize it. So yeah, that's a good scene, of course. And it's just funny as hell, bro. He said he still had a little bit left before before finishing it. Anyway, of course, the racist scene. So
funny. Oh, yes, yes.
He said, you know, she was like, the food's free. She said, no, she threw the food on the floor. He said, damn. He was pissed. He was more pissed about that food.
Yeah.
He said, racism.
You can't taste racism. Yeah.
Honey. He ain't call us no porch monkeys. That shit is funny, bro. Oh, my God. Wanda Sykes. She's great. Of course, the dance lesson.
Oh, yeah. That's obviously the best scene in the whole film. And you see a nun dancing with those people.
Yeah, you do.
Is that Sister
Sugarwalls? It's got to be. He's been thinking about that character for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
He should make dental school and that Sister Sugarwalls.
God, I wish in an 80s style dental school.
Yeah, I would. Like, that's. I thought it was real.
Kind of like
I gotta see this film
because you know they used to have like ski school and like summer school, like all those crazy 80s films.
They should have made dental school.
All those Dean Cameron starring
Cameron 80s
films. Yeah,
doing good. Of course, the donkey show.
Yes.
With
Elias.
With Elias
whipping it out.
Whipping it out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, God. He's crazy, bro. Oh, the 1979 montage.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great. That's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Of course, the jail scene.
Yes.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
And the credits and the outro.
Yeah.
The whole fucking film, basically.
There's one really great scene I forgot to mention. I forget. It's after Dante and Randall come back. And I think when Randall and Becky are talking, as they're like helping to get the customers taken care of, Becky says something to Randall about how something about his Mick job. And it's funny because that told me that Kevin Smith read Generation X by Douglas Coupland.
Oh, there you go. Because
that's one of the words defined in there is a Mick job.
Mick job.
Yeah. And I'm like, Mick shit. He likes Douglas Coupland. And Generation X.
He's a cultured guy.
Yeah, yeah. So.
All right. Best characters. Dante, Randall, Jay, Silent Bob, Elias, Bex, Kelly, and the Sexy Stud.
You think the donkey's one of the best characters?
I mean, he plays a vital role in the
he
third
does.
Act. Yeah.
He does. He's a hard one to replace.
Yeah, he's a hard one. He's a trooper. You know, that donkey was well-behaved.
Yeah.
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
Any more you got?
No, that
you would take away.
No, actually, that actually makes sense when you put it that way, because the core cast is pretty small.
Yeah,
and I realized watching this, I think like Jay and Silent Bob are like a different version of Dante and Randall.
They are. They definitely are. They definitely. That's like, exactly.
Silent Bob would be Dante. Yeah, and Jay would be Randall.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Worst characters.
Obviously, Emma.
Emma, Pigglefugger.
Is he really one of the worst characters, though? Or is he just
he's
like...
He's an asshole.
He's an asshole, but he's an asshole to a guy who's being an asshole to him.
Yeah, but...
But he is an asshole about, yeah, you know, his situation. Yeah. Yeah.
And the Lord of the Rings fan.
That dude is an asshole. Yeah, and Randall's like, oh,
yeah, bro, you're that pissed off. Huh?
We have cleaning products?
We have cleaning products. So I can make Elias clean it up?
Yeah.
Nitpicks. I had no way Dante was pulling Rosario.
Well, you know, maybe she likes sensitive guys.
Yeah.
My one nitpick that I can think of, other than that is a good nitpick.
At the beginning?
The beginning, when he puts the shutters up and there's all this fire, he puts it down, he puts it up again, there's like more fire, and then suddenly there's smoke coming out.
Yeah.
But like all the smoke and everything waited until he opened up the shutter.
Yeah.
That's my only
coming out from all angles. Yeah.
The whole place would have been melted by now.
Budget was getting low.
Yeah.
All right.
But he would have noticed the smoke driving up. So yeah, I understand stylistically why.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, it still pisses me off though.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's, but you get why.
But I do like
the thrill of opening it.
I do like Randall's t-shirt in the beginning. It's like Count Cocula.
Count Cocula. Wow. What a shirt.
Yeah.
All right. Recasting couch. Well, I'm going to still roll. I still think we should roll with Jack Quaid for Dante.
You know what? I think so too.
Who do we have for Randall? You wanted Cicero, right?
Yeah, your dude from 430 movie. Yes.
Yeah, we could roll with him still.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking, like the same cast.
Cause yeah, because they're still like, yeah, they haven't aged that much.
Yeah, and if we would be like redoing these films, it would be more than 10 to 12 years apart.
Yeah. But on three, we're gonna have to recast.
Oh, exactly.
They have to be older. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Bex. John Ortega.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say.
She kind of looks like her.
Yeah.
She kind of looks like her.
Just give her a little bit of attitude.
Yep.
Because I always think of her as Wednesday, like we said before. Yeah. So I always think of her as like pale as fuck.
Mm-hmm. But she gets tan typically when she is Hispanic. Jay and Silent Bob, I think we still roll with Pete Davidson, Austin Shajur.
Yeah, yeah.
Same dudes.
Yeah.
Elias. I had talked. What's the time?
So, 126. It should just pick up. So Tom Holland as Elias.
That's what I was thinking. Someone nerdy but funny. There's a lot of people you can get. You get like Finn Wolfhard, or like you get a lot of people to play Elias.
Oh, how about the other kid, Will Byers?
Yeah, you can get him.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually might be better. I like him. Yeah, I like Will Byers for Elias.
Or Dustin.
Dustin's too weird looking.
Okay.
Will Byers would work.
Okay.
For Emma, that's somebody way too. We just figured it out, but I thought of somebody way too probably big for the role, but I think would be perfect look wise. But she's like a better looking version of this chick. I had Emily Blunt.
But would she be too old, even though she doesn't look old?
That chick looks old to me. Like Dante's wife, she was like, "Oh, we're 33." I thought she was 43.
Yeah,
I'm just keeping it real. I thought she was.
Yeah, 40. And Emily Blunt looks like she's in her 20s.
I wouldn't say all that, but...
Have you seen 20-year-olds? They look terrible.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
Yeah.
They look horrible. I mean, I'm in a skate park. Oh, man, yeah. They're like, yeah, I'm 20. I'm like, damn, dude, I thought you were 36. I'm like, shit. I'm like, damn.
It's awful.
It's bad.
Like, what's going on with these kids?
I'm like, dude, we look like peers, though. Like,
yeah.
Who else would you like?
But what about Rachel Sinatra?
Yeah, we could, you know. Yeah. She's too young looking.
But she's almost 30. She's like 28, 29,
I think.
Yeah. So she's actually in the right age range.
She's right, man. She is right. That girl.
Man.
She does it. And she's so talented. And she's funny.
Yeah.
She's a lot of things you don't get in a lot of women.
Yeah.
At least to me. Apparently, I'm a little person thing. So,
no,
let's go Rachel S.
Okay.
Let's do it. Gotta be a hard choice. I was Dante. I'd be like, Jesus, I'm just getting yanked in both directions. I don't know where to go.
And you would just be like, keep yanking.
One day.
You'd be Daddy Yankee.
Yeah. Pull out my gasolina. switched it up a little bit for this one because this one's a little more out there with the humor.
Yeah.
And a little more animated. I went with Todd Phillips. Thinking about The Hangover.
And you know what? Yeah, this era. He could probably stand to, like, go back to that type of thing, too. Yes,
take a break from the serious shit.
Because, I mean, I love Joker 2.
Dude, Joker 2 was shaping up to be the top film I watched that night until about the last 30 minutes. I enjoyed everything up until... I did not like the ending.
Really?
I really hated the ending, like, a lot. Like,
I think a lot of people did hate the
ending. I hated that. I was like, bro, at the hour, like, 40 mark, I was like, Jamie was right, dude. I don't know why people were hating. This shit is fire, bro. I'm like, I'm loving this shit. I'm like, Gaga, incredible. I'm like, I love this woman. And Joaquin, even though you could tell he didn't want to be there, he still showed
the fuck up. He gave it like 200%.
Yeah, I'm like, he still showed. God, when they showed him at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, what are you, 115 pounds? I'm like, my God.
He looks like he just walked out of a concentration
camp. Yeah, dude.
And I hate to say that, but that's,
and
if you've ever seen
the
pictures.
Yeah. But yeah, I was really feeling it. And then, dude, that ending just sucked the life out of me. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
So what part, when did it start for you to, like, go downhill? Because I think...
Like, for when...
Like, in the courtroom when he kind of breaks
when
down?
That was when he's like, oh, and I'm this and I'm that, and I killed him, it was me. And I'm like, well, this is whack. And then she leaves him, and I'm like, well, this is whack. I don't want to fucking see this shit. I want to see him unite and do some gangster shit.
Well, see, I think that's why it happened that way, because people who watched the first film...
We can't spoil this shit, though. This is too new.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Sorry, guys. We'll talk about it eventually.
Yeah,
we'll eventually have it. Yeah. We'll do both of them in a combined
episode. Yes, yeah. Because they should be combined.
They should. Because they just pick right back up.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Mm, the potential was through the roof.
Yeah.
The potential was through the roof.
And honestly, you don't see films like that where you see consequences for your actions and like what he has to do. And then, like, you know, him in court, I actually enjoyed those scenes.
I enjoyed all of them up until the point. But
That's
what I was like. I was feeling the whole thing. I even fucked with the musical style. Like,
oh, yeah, because that was all in his head.
Yeah, I'm like, and this is how... You see a lot of times these people in institutions like this, they sing weird old songs to themselves.
Yes, yes.
So I'm like, this actually makes a lot of fucking sense and flows.
And I thought in the first one, he said he used to watch musicals with his mom or something.
I was like,
so that's his idea of love.
And it's not this dancing on tables like fucking La La Land, Danny Chanel type musical, bro. It's like a Bob Fosse type of musical.
Yes,
like, where the music makes sense.
Like a Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire.
It flows naturally. I'm like, this is definitely more my type of musical than, like, I don't need to see no fucking dude stopping cars in the middle of the street, dancing and shit. No.
So I do agree. I think Todd Phillips would be great.
Who'd you have?
I didn't even think about it. Because I forget who we had before for the first one.
We went with Jim Jarmusch or Sean Baker.
That's right. Yeah. So I think Todd Phillips would bring more of the zaniness, especially out of the Jay and Silent Bob scene.
Yes. That's what I was like. Because he did... The humor reminds me of The Hangover.
And he did...
Road Trip.
Yeah, thank you.
He has that humor side in him.
Yeah.
So that's just who I thought of.
I was trying to remember, like, Breckin Meyer was in it. Mm-hmm, Amy Smart, Tom
Sean
Green.
Scott.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Man, he's hilarious.
Yeah. How many fingers?
Yeah. Unanswerable questions. Well, if I had never seen Clerks 3, my only one would be, do Bex and Dante work out?
Yeah, yeah. You know? Do they get married?
Do they have the child.
Yeah.
You know? Which
does that hideous fucking Chud actually make it?
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And prop you are from the movie.
I like the movie smock or whatever.
Yo, that was our joke. Yeah. I had the God Christ shirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's Buddy Christ.
It's Buddy Christ,
yeah.
Christ, so yeah. That's funny. That's it, man. So we already graded it. So
yeah,
we know it's good. Like I said, A for me.
Yeah,
Break for me. From. If you ain't seen this in a while or you didn't like it the last time you saw it, watch it again.
Yeah, it does grow on you the more you watch it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the more you mature.
Yeah, so like every time I watch it, I laugh at the jokes harder.
And the characters are maturing, so you're maturing with them.
Especially like you said with Jay, like he really did come into his own as an actor in this. You're right.
Yeah.
Hey, the holy fucking Bible. But all right, guys. So Clerks 3 next time.
Yep.
I'm Dom.
I'm Jamie.
It's Cutter and Floor. That's funny ass movie.